Our AccuWeather forecast says it'll be cloudy and windy with the rain ending by afternoon, a high today near 60. If you were thinking about finishing up yard work for the year this coming weekend, be advised you may have to first shovel the grass to cut it. New computer models on the weather system coming out of the west show southeast Wisconsin in line for some accumulating white. Forecast on Friday calls for light rain and snow developing in the afternoon. A better chance for snow Friday night, maybe 3 to 5 inches of accumulation. Saturday, after another 1 to 3 inches, the snow is then predicted to diminish to snow showers, but followed by gusty winds and a high of maybe 33 degrees. The Sturtevant Village Board unanimously approving next year's budget last night that includes a slight increase in the mill rate. The administrator, Mary Cole, telling the trustees the mill rate can't be finalized until she receives the amount of the school credit from the state at the end of the month. She reiterated it was a difficult budget process using fund balance to fill in deficits created by, among other things, the loss of state transportation funds.
As we know, we've never had to use fund balance to balance a budget, which I would never recommend doing either. We're in a little bit different position with the two closings.
It's expected taxes will be going down in Sturtevant with the next budget because of the closure of that TID for Renaissance Business Park. With the 2016 budget, taxes on a village home assessed at $150,000 will be going up about $50 over this year. Racine County Judge Eugene Gasarkevich has sentenced 20-year-old Shaquille Stevenson to 7 years in prison, then 5 years of supervised release. That for the January robbery and assault on a restaurant delivery driver along Superior Street. Stevenson was accused along with two others in the attack on that driver with a baseball bat, the victim suffering a skull fracture and lacerations, among other things. Another defendant, 20-year-old Darius Perry, is scheduled for sentencing next month, a 17-year-old still facing charges. A 42-year-old woman from Antioch, Illinois, Elizabeth Kramer, facing charges in Racine County from a traffic incident in September, charged with operating while intoxicated with a minor in the vehicle and operating with a prohibited blood alcohol concentration. December 2nd is when Kramer is next back in court. It was a freak accident involving a hanging cable and a strobe light on top of a school bus. It resulted in a child on board the vehicle suffering a minor ear injury in the Racine County town of Norway. Bus was moving along Gunderson Road. The cable got stretched when caught with a flashing light. It then broke. The cable ricocheted, broke one of the windows on the bus, caused a small cut to the child's ear. Special meeting of the Kenosha Airport Commission scheduled this afternoon for a couple of unrelated but important issues. Airport Commission Chairman Steve Bostrom says a detention basin recently installed next to a warehouse that's under construction could be problematic for airport operations. They can attract geese and other birds, and it's within 3,000 feet of the airport, in apparent violation of FAA requirements. He's not sure why this potential problem wasn't caught beforehand.
First Industrial Trust that's doing the development there just closed on that property, I want to say, in July or August, and they started moving dirt the very second that they closed.
Also today, commissioners expected to discuss a request from skydivers to allow for jumps to take place over the airport. No debate by the Racine Common Council to the approval of a liquor license at 1102 Mound Avenue in a business called Blues and RB. While the city and its owners, meanwhile, will be going through a process to legally determine if it's a bar serving food or a restaurant that serves alcohol, due to a police situation involving problems with the takeout window being open after the bar was closed. The attorney for the business noting to the licensing committee recently that his client still believes they're operating a restaurant versus what the city says is a bar, and that'll have to be taken to municipal court.
If that question is answered, then it would determine what license is the priority. For example, if it's primarily a bar, then they must close at 2 o'clock per the Class B liquor license rules. If they're primarily a restaurant, then they can remain open exclusively for the sale of food.
The food window on the business has been closed for months now. It'll stay that way until the restaurant or bar classification is settled with the city. The company with those two big buildings along the east side of I-94 in Kenosha County has some news out today about holiday season Black Friday deals starting early, like in 2 days.
Amazon is rolling out Black Friday deals early, real early. Instead of waiting until the 28th, the online retail giant will kick things off this Friday. Amazon shoppers can expect new deals to be added as often as every 5 minutes. Meanwhile, a survey of the 30 biggest retailers checks how big the Black Friday deals really are. Wallet Hub finds Walmart is toward the back of the pack, the average discount from the retailer hitting 30%. That's far behind JCPenney and Kohl's, which, according to Wallet Hub, give an average of 65% off. I'm Michael Toscano.
And former Major League slugger Russell Branyon, who played with the Brewers in 2004, 05, and 08, is in trouble with the law in Nashville, Tennessee, arrested Monday night on charges of aggravated burglary at his ex-wife's home. A warrant alleges he broke in while she was sleeping, stole some items, and adjusted the thermostat. Branyon arrested back in 08 on alleged domestic violence charges that also involved his ex-wife. He played for 10 different teams spanning 14 big league seasons. A chiropractor from Racine, Jeffrey Hall, accepting a deferred prosecution offer from the Kenosha County District Attorney's Office on misdemeanor charges of fourth-degree sexual assault and disorderly conduct. 59-year-old Hall arrested on felony counts of second-degree sexual assault of a child for allegedly touching a 15-year-old girl improperly. Judge Bruce Schrader wants to talk with the teen and her family at an upcoming court date prior to entering a final judgment in the case. The deal would allow Hall to receive probation and, after a year's time, dismissal of the sexual assault charge for a fine for disorderly conduct. He would also be allowed to keep his license. A Wisconsin Dells man who pled guilty to his 10th drunk driving charge in Racine County gets 5 years in prison from Judge David Paulson. Jones DeCora, arrested in May in the village of Sturtevant, a minor hit-and-run accident in the parking lot of a store. He pled guilty to OWI 10th offense back in July. Annual and semi-annual parking passes will be available for the Sturtevant train station parking lot, the village board approving the additional passes last night. One regular rider had requested the additional passes, said that they could increase the number of people who catch the train in Sturtevant. Trustees voting last night to make the passes non-transferable. Police Chief Sean Marski supporting that idea.
Understandably, they could do that, but you don't want people putting it on eBay saying, I'm leaving, you know, you want to buy my second 6 months for this much.
Yearly pass is going to cost $500, $300 for semi-annual passes. Also approved earlier, slight increases in the cost of daily and monthly passes. Kenosha County Executive Jim Cruiser with no regrets over pushing a piece of state legislation that the city of Kenosha's council is thumbing its nose at. Aldermen unanimously this week directed administration to ignore a new state law that requires the city's water utility to provide hookups when and wherever adjacent municipalities request them. City says the measure, which only applies to Kenosha, would promote inefficiencies by forcing it to alter long-term plans piecemeal. Wisconsin Taxpayers Alliance says the U.S. Census Bureau's incorrectly double-counted some Wisconsin taxes by $215 per person in the state. That's caused an inflated comparison to other states. That mistake discovered independently, both the taxpayers group and state officials say it only accentuates Wisconsin's steady improvement from what was listed as a top three tax state 2 decades ago to one that is more average by today's standards. We Energies has filed the paperwork with Caledonia seeking permits to install an air monitoring station within the village. Many of the folks near the Oak Creek Power Plant claim their families are suffering from health problems, particulate matter, flying ash, coal dust, things like that, and it's because of the power plant. Brian Manthe with the utility says they're installing this monitor at the request of these residents, and the results will be posted online.
So that we also have that so they can take a look at it and whatever those results are. We're very confident that the plant continues to operate not only within compliance of all of the permits, but again, is one of the cleanest power plants in the entire country.
Says they plan to install that monitoring system late this year or early next year around the railroad tracks by 7 Mile Road. The vote of the city council in Madison is against having police officers outfitted with body cameras. It supports the recommendation of a community panel, which instead recommended emphasis on an effort to build trust between police and the public. Kenosha County Sheriff David Beth opposes having body cameras. Racine County Sheriff Christopher Schmeling, he continues efforts to get them. State Senator Van Wongard, one of 8 lawmakers, recognized by Mothers Against Drunk Drivers for their efforts to combat drunk driving in Wisconsin. He's authored a couple of bills to address drunk driving, one of them the 5-strikes-and-you're-out measure, revoking the license of any driver convicted on a 5th OWI offense or more for 10 years. And 2 Republican state lawmakers, Senator Mary Lozick and Representative Ken Skowronski, want a pilot effort to track violence in schools. They want statistics on the attacks of both students and teachers. The Racine Transit and Parking Commission is meeting this afternoon at City Hall. The agenda includes authorization to negotiate a contract extension with First Transit for managing the Bell Urban System. There's also the 2016 parking rates for Racine County jurors, a price negotiated through the Clerk of Court's office. A $349,000 career-ready internship grant has been awarded to Carthage College by the Great Lakes Higher Education Guarantee Corporation. WRJN's Janet Hoff says this will provide nearly 200 new paid internships over the next three academic years.
Carthage will use the grant to establish long-term internship programs with at least 80 businesses and nonprofits in southeast Wisconsin and northeast Illinois. It will allow students with financial need to be paid $12 an hour for internships that would otherwise go unpaid or not be available. Carolyn Freisch, Director of Employer Relations at Carthage, says feedback from local employers has been extremely positive, and they look forward to expanding the network of internship partners. 128 paid internships have resulted from similar grants to Carthage since 2013. There's more information online at carthage.edu/career-ready. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
And one-time veteran Caledonia police officer William Boggs is being remembered after news of his passing in Kentucky almost 2 months ago at the age of 67. He was a Racine native, served 30 years on the town police force, retiring as an investigator. He was on the county's arson task force and the Metro Drug Unit. A November 30th funeral service is scheduled at the Southern Wisconsin Veterans Memorial Cemetery in Dover for the late William Boggs. All right, here with the forecast. This afternoon, cloudy and windy. We'll have a high near 60. This weekend, get ready for snow. I'm Tom Cargill, WRJN News.